Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this just came in the last couple of days. The Department of Justice under Donald Trump, led by Crooked William Barr, secretly got hold of the phone records, private phone records, personal phone records, of some Washington Post reporters. That is wrong. That is just very, very wrong. You should get subpoenas signed by a judge after good cause shown to get any kind of phone records. I don't think they did get them, but if Crooked William Barr went in, you know, the attorney general goes in, a lot of times you'll find a weak judge who will do something like that. It's just wrong. There has to be a higher standard for getting the private phone records of reporters. What they're trying to do is look it over, and if they find something embarrassing in it that has nothing to do with national security and nothing to do with legitimate government interests, they can use it to blackmail somebody, bribe somebody, harass somebody. That is out of line. The Department of Justice under Trump, Crooked William Barr, went in and reviewed the phone records, private cell phone records, private home records, reporters at the Washington Post. That is wrong. That's something that the generals in Myanmar would do. It's what Vladimir Putin would do. It's what the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia would do. That's not what we do in the United States. Fortunately, Crooked William Barr is out, Trump is out, but Trump is conniving and scheming to get back in 2024. We can't have that kind of surveillance of our media. We're going to the lines. Greg of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Greg?
Morning, Magna. Great show again. I really enjoy listening to you. But here's what I think is a big part of the problem. Like what you've been talking about here on the radio today, and what Bill called in and Pizza Box Mike called in, what they've said, you will never ever hear that on conservative talk radio. They will not take your call. I've called 1310. I've tried to get on. They refuse to put me on. The censorship is what it is, and people just don't hear this side that you're what we're talking about. I got a cousin. He doesn't. What do you listen to? Oh, Fox News. Fox News isn't going to cover here what you're saying today. They're not going to talk about Liz Cheney. You know, if they do, it's a whisper. It's a very whisper. You know, they don't publicize this stuff, and that's the problem. They won't even hear it. They don't even listen to the other side. And I know there's Democrats that do the same thing, but we have to listen to each other in order to make the proper judgment. I mean, if a conservative person calls into your radio show, you'll take the call. You'll take right. them on. But that right. won't happen on conservative talk radio. And that's the unfairness of it all. And that's what they do. And that's what they all do. You know, Limbaugh, he never took calls that didn't, you know, that he would be challenged on. It would tear down the mystique of his you know, whatever you want to call him, being a great commentator. You know what I mean? So that's the difference. And you know, I just wish that we had more radio in Wisconsin that went farther up north, that people could hear this side. You know. No, that's my beef, and I don't know. It takes money, I know, to change things, but that's why I really appreciate your show, because you'll take on all callers, and Devil's Advocate, Don and Kruth, they'll do it. They'll take on callers.
Yep.
Either way, listen to Tom Hartman. He takes caller after caller after caller, and if somebody disagrees, he'll go back and forth with them. But they won't do that on conservative talk radio or on Fox News.
Right. No, so thank you for calling in. That's a high compliment. And let me give you a little quick background on this. Up to the late 1980s, we had a fairness doctrine. And so if something like, say, a right-wing station wanted to put on Rush Limbaugh, they had to put on equal time with somebody on the other side. So you, as a practical matter, you did not get this white-hot talk radio. They abolished that fairness doctrine back in the 80s. And under the First Amendment, I think the theory is, okay, you do what you want. And then there should be liberal radio stations that crop up too. One of the problems, for whatever reason, I'm not a psychologist, but one of the problems is that right-wing talk radio is profitable, very profitable, because apparently there's a certain part of the population, the electorate, that really wants to scratch that itch, that, you know, they hear the pounding of the Wagnerian drum and they sway and they love this stuff. Whereas liberal talk radio tends to raise issues. They can be more nuanced and they can be more, they're not reducible to bumper stickers. So what I do on this show, and I know Dom and Crute do, and I'm sure Tom Hartman does as well, I listen to him sometimes, is I don't care who calls in. I really don't. We get a number of conservative callers and they call in and they make good, you know, they make points. Some of them are very good points. And if I disagree with them, we go back and forth. I've always been amazed that the Rush Limbaughs and the other right-wing talk radio, the Dan O'Donnells here in this state, don't do the same thing. Because for one thing, it would be very good for their ratings. And the other thing is, it would be very interesting. I think part of it is they don't have the ability to indulge or engage in that kind of conversation, to push back, because they don't have the issues, for one thing. What are they going to say? That Liz Cheney is no good and Elise Stefanik is, and that McCarthy, who's changed his mind three times, is? I mean, it doesn't sound right. So if they did permit callers, they would more or less have to agree with them. And that would be bad for their brand. So they're basically protecting a dishonest brand. I mean, that's really what they're doing. They simply do not. Yeah, Luke, did you have something to say on that?
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in. I mean, it's obvious they can't take the callers, because in these first 100 days we've seen now of the Biden administration, the right and their echo chambers were focused on things like Mr. Potato Head and Dr. Seuss and this culture war. And Biden's administration has been getting the country back on track, getting shots into arms, getting money to the people that need it most, passing the American Rescue Plan. And one of the things I wanted to add on to Greg's point is the nice thing, Greg, now our Devil Radio app actually liberates the station, because now we can reach listeners in northern Wisconsin, in all the corners of Wisconsin. So you don't have to be in the 92.7 or 1580 signal patterns to hear our programming. So let people know around the state, whether they're in Superior or if they're in La Crosse or if they're in Green Bay, they can tune in, download it on their phones, and be hearing progressive programming 24/7. So download the app, listen to talk radio and progressive talk radio, and let's get the state moving forward.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Luke. Yeah, and Greg, excellent point. And it doesn't escape me. We have a number of people. Bill of Oconomowoc calls in. He tells me he calls Dan O'Donnell all the time and other people, and they don't even put him on the air. It's not like they sort of let him on the air and then cut him off. Sometimes they'll ask what he wants to say, or, you know, what he wants to talk about. They'll do that too. And unless you say something like bowing down to the cult of Donald Trump, you'll be on hold a long time. In fact, you will not be called. You will not be called. Whereas here, people just call in. Luke is very easy, aren't you, Luke?
I do ask for a loyalty pledge. I want to know how loyal they are to the station. Come on. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that at all when I'm screening calls.
Yeah, right. And Dom and Crute are the same way. They can handle whoever calls in. So can Tom Hartman. Frankly, so can Pizza Box Mike. So can Earl Ingram. So anyway, Greg, thanks for calling in. Great call. Really, really appreciate it. Coming to the end of the show, there's some great programming coming up. Obviously, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram. I can't go through all of them. So many of them, we have about 30 seconds. Pizza Box Mike on Saturday, my man, Pizza Box Mike. But Matt Flynn Direct is going to be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.
Times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time.